Java One Radio is brought to you by NavTech Network for Developers.
And we're back in San Francisco, and I'm a little loud, but we'll turn me down a little bit. We're back in San Francisco at the Java One Conference, and we're here with Brian Tarbox and David Coley from Wabi Sabi Software. Did I get it right?
Well, I'm from Wabi Sabi Software.
Oh,
Dave is
I'm from Charles River Analytics, but I'm also the author of JFugue, an open source Java music programming library.
Thank you. Welcome. And how are you guys liking San Francisco so far?
Oh, it's great.
Where are you from?
Outside of Boston, but I came here a day earlier and did a Segway tour, which is fabulous.
Very good. David?
Well, I'm also from the Boston area. I got in about 12 hours ago, so this has been an exciting full day.
I'm sure it has. And so maybe you want to introduce yourselves to the audience. We have thousands and thousands of people listening.
Okay. Brian Tarbox, working for Wabi Sabi Software for this project. I have a day job with Motorola, but they wanted me to keep them compartmentalized, so what we're talking about is not a Motorola project. When I do work in my day job, I work on video on-demand systems.
So. Very good. Thank you.
And my name is David Coley. My day job, which is a little bit different from the JFugue work, but in my day job, I do artificial intelligence programming.
Really?
But when not doing that during the day, I like to program some musical applications. And so I've had JFugue for about 7 years now, and it's facilitated a whole bunch of interesting things, as we're going to find out in this talk.
We are going to find out. We got a musical instrument here. What is that thing?
This is a Native American flute,
a
high spirits G flute that I picked up from Silver Buffalo in Berlin, Massachusetts.
I guess I was going to say, who knew they had Indians in Massachusetts? But yeah, that's where casino there. Foxwoods, isn't it? No, it's in Connecticut, I believe.
That's in Connecticut, right. But yeah. They're talking about some casinos in Massachusetts. We'll see what happens.
Right.
So, API, why do we need another one?
Well, here's the thing. Java comes with Java Sound. And Java Sound, of course, lets you play MIDI. But the MIDI pieces of Java Sound were not developed for an end user to actually program. My belief is they were developed in order to play musical files, so if you had a MIDI file, you could play that in the Java language, and that was sufficient for most people's needs. However, Java MIDI does not facilitate one's creativity. It is not simple to start creating music using Java MIDI. Now, when I was growing up and learning how to program, one of the first things I loved was back on my Commodore 128. I had this basic programming language, and you can just program music really simply. And I got a huge kick out of that. I made really big programs. I played lots of music, and it just really engaged me in programming back when I was young. As programming languages have gotten more advanced, that kind of simplicity has gone away, which is ironic, because as languages advance, you'd expect them to become more simple.
Yeah,
but
you would think so,
but here we are today with it's very hard to create music in Java.
Hmm.
So what I did in JFugue was I built a layer on top of the Java Sound MIDI implementation that allows you to program music very simply. And whereas in Java MIDI it might take you 20 lines of code to create a single note of music, JFugue makes this as easy as one line of code.
Very good.
So that's the basic benefit of JFugue.
Right. Brian?
Basically I've done what all smart people do, is I let Dave do all the hard work, and I created an API on top of that. Getting the inspiration actually after last year at Java One, listening to Dave do his talk, although we've known each other for years, I decided that I wanted to see what kind of problems I could solve using Dave's API, because it's nice to just play with something, but you want it to actually do something real. And what I was doing, the problem I was really needing to be solved was that I was spending too much time figuring out what my own program was doing. So when people don't know, but when you buy a movie on demand, you say, I want to buy a movie. You click buy, and the movie starts. Except behind the scenes, you're talking to an asset management system made by one vendor. You're talking to a billing management system made by another vendor, and on and on and on. And eventually it gets to our system at Motorola, and if all goes well, you see the movie, a scant half a second later. If all doesn't go well, you have hundreds of thousands of lines of log file to look through. And since people tend to watch movies at nights and weekends, I was getting those horrible support calls in the middle of the night. Mm. It's 2 in the morning. Why didn't the program work? Well, I'm not sure. And so I thought Log4JFugue might be a way for me to analyze log files better, a simpler way to approach it. Turn a visual task into an acoustic task.
Hmm. What are some of those interesting musical ideas that you have for your application?
Right, so one of the wonderful things about having JFugue, once you can program music simply, you can build things on top of it that use music that would just be untenable to create if you had to write your own music implementation as well. Let's listen to a simple example of what JFugue sounds like. I wrote up a little Bach music. This is a piece of Inventio 13.
And
if you could just play that, we'll
yes.
listen to JFugue rendering music.
We'll do that. We're live on the internet, so not everything. There we go. The internet's been up and down. Here is the wonderful Moscone Center. Nothing wrong with the center. This the internet could be a little stronger, but here we go.
So just the first couple of measures of that song, but that was literally one or two lines to create. But now that we can do that, and we can do it so simply, we can build really fun things on top of that. So for example, here's a rhythm that you can build, and so what did I call that one? Beat 16. So this
okay.
is a 16th beat.
There you go.
That you can use.
I'm talk radio guy. I know nothing about music. Thank goodness you're giving me the hint. So here we go.
So this is cool, and this sounds a little bit better in the original wave format. It's a little bit more on time. But what we have there is a rhythm that was created, again, very simply, because we're able to create music easily, and now we can add things on top of it. We can even create tonal music. So here's an example hip-hop beat.
There we go.
So, you know, fun stuff, right? This is fun stuff that we're doing that... it's just made a lot simpler.
I feel like I should be saying,
API.
You know, homie or something like that after that one. But
well, yeah, yeah. And now that we can do that, people like Brian can take this JFugue library, and they can create applications that use music to do something entirely useful. So it's not just about small, fun applications, but it's also about increasing productivity. It's about using music in enterprise applications where one wouldn't normally think that music has a place. But really, it does. Brian, would you like to talk more about that?
Sure. It is interesting in that when I, you know, working for a big company, you know, large, process-oriented, the notion of, like, yes, let's apply music. I always get sort of those odd looks of, like, no, we're bottom-line oriented. You know, we want to make the money and all that. And what has been interesting to see is that you can use music, especially in an enterprise application, because where is it that your application is large, multi-vendor, multi-task, multi-everything? Well, it's in the enterprise. The enterprise space is the place where it's so hard to see what's going on. Now, looking through a little, you know, even with our big screens, you're looking at your log file or at your code through a very small window on the monitor, and you're using a very small part of your brain. Whereas we were originally, creatures running around on the, you know, the jungle floor. And we were very attuned to, you know, oh, that might be a tiger coming to get me. So our acoustic sense is very underutilized. That might be a movie that didn't get purchased and some tech support guy is going to call me up. So you can actually use the other parts of your brain to basically help you out. I mean, we have all these senses, but we tend to just use vision. And so I've actually been very intrigued by the notion of using the different senses. And we sneak up on that in interesting ways in that the folks who do all the design and pattern work, they talk about when do you want to fix code when the code has a bad smell. And even there, we're starting to use different metaphors. So basically, I just wanted to use that metaphor to try to go after it. The other thing that I'll say just shamelessly is I used to be a dolphin researcher, and so I'm very used to the notion of acoustic can be your primary sense.
Hmm.
So it's just different, you know, different things.
Yeah, well, it's true, because the military uses the dolphins, you know, to direct them, you know, trying to use the sonars the dolphins
yep,
have
right.
and the sounds they make, and not only that, the humpback whales as well.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And also, here's the geek part. I know Star Trek, which one's it?
The Voyage Home.
They had those whales, and they communicated and saved the Earth.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well,
we're going to save the Earth through JFuge.
That's right. That's right.
Or at least maybe make it a little more interesting.
Exactly.
I mean, are there other applications? I mean, is it fun? Some of the small fun applications you use, or what other applications can you use your product for?
Well, Dave, what about the AMP task?
Right. So, suppose you have a build file, and you want to know when you're running your nightly builds whether the build has succeeded or failed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's really simple to add a one line of code if the build failed to play a certain string of music, and to add another line of code if the build succeeded.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if the build failed, and again, if you want to make this an auditory task, so it's not just that the build fails on some machine and someone just happens to look at the log file and finds out. Rather, if you have a speaker on your build machine, and at about 4 p.m. after a build finishes, you hear, dun, dun, dun. Right, that's going to get everyone kind of riled up. They're going to say, oh, my God, the build failed. We're going to have to work late. On the other hand, if the build succeeded and you hear something like, doo, doo, doo.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, life is all about sound effects, I firmly
believe.
Then that's a good feeling, right? And you don't have to have someone looking at the build file or looking at the build machine to see what's going on. Now, in addition, Brian gave me this wonderful idea earlier today. What if instead of having just a failed and succeeded message, what if you could have different tones of music for each person who may have broken the build?
Oh.
So if at 4 p.m. you hear, Brian broke the build, right, then everyone
there
can point fingers. And so this is just one small way in which music can increase your productivity in the office space and also make life a little bit more enjoyable.
Right. It's a small team building thing. I mean we use, shame. Shame and fear. Those are our two weapons. Shame, fear, and the comfy chair. But any of those little things that break your day up and make it just a little bit more interesting can be fun.
And perhaps more engaging and even perhaps, more productive.
Well, you're right. I mean, the team building, more productive. Yeah, because you don't have to be looking at the computer and watching it. Like, we, had some problems here getting the files upload. Okay, wait, and conversion failure. You hear, we could be talking, all of a sudden here, da-da-da, it went,
we're
ready to go.
And that can be an uplifting thing, because hopefully, I'm looking over at our friends at Atlassian,
mm-hmm.
hopefully you have a continuous build server, and so every time there's a check-in, you're hearing, da-da, 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 and that's actually kind of nice to hear that all the time.
Yeah. So can you give us an example of listening to an application?
Well, we actually have a little technical glitch, so I can't play you log for JFuge right now. So you should come tomorrow, Wednesday, at 2:50 to room EP 302. But basically, the idea of log for JFuge is that you can specify strings that are interesting events in your log file. So for me, it would be someone bought a movie, someone finished a movie failed. A new content got loaded to the content catalog. And we associate each of those interesting strings with a musical event. So it might be created a movie was a bass drum, finished a movie was a snare drum. And so in a good world, you'd hear crack. You would hear something very dramatic when something went wrong. So you can hear when things are going well or badly. But you can also hear the pace, because the more movies are being bought, the more all our vendors are making money and everybody's happy to hear ba-dum, 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 and so you can very easily hear what's going on. And you can hear better sound effects than me going ba-dum, ba-dum tomorrow if you come to our talk.
It's not all rhythm-based. I mean, you could break it up with a crash or
right.
or hooray, it's done, or something like that, right?
Right,
or
right.
Something.
Right. Yeah. There are all kinds of interesting things we could do. Now, one of the things that we're actually exploring is, so far the music is largely rhythm-based, because it's a counting-based system. That's how rhythms work best. I try to do tonal music, clarinets and guitars, and being more of a programmer than a musician, sounded pretty awful. My wife said, "You're kidding, right?" but
everything sounded like a crash.
Right. It was it was a disaster. But as luck would have it, my wife gave me as a present a Native American flute, and Native American flutes have an interesting property, at least ones that I use, of being what they call on a pentatonic scale, in that all the notes are one semitone apart. Mm-hmm. So most instruments, if you play just a random collection of notes, sounds like a random collection of notes. on an instrument on a pentatonic scale, a random collection of notes actually sounds okay. And if knife is good, and I can try.
I get some color commentary here. He has picked up the flute and is going to play the flute. There you go.
Let's see.
Wonderful. Good for you. That was terrific.
Now, who would have expected that on Java Radio?
Nobody would have expected. It's a music interlude here. I feel like I'm on The Tonight Show all of a sudden.
So if your application sounds like that, way to go.
Well, it's nice. It's different because, I mean, are there plans? I mean, I don't know if you're going to plan this out, but I'm throwing this out there, to add, like, maybe a music, like a song or, you know, some, you know, not just the music rhythms, but maybe some kind of song, you know, whatever.
Well, the nice thing is, of course, is since this is open source, we invite collaboration.
Uh-huh.
Again, looking over at the Spring booth next to us, since Log for JFugue was written all in Spring, you can inject any classes you want. You can inject, download our stuff. If you can come up with a different instrument builder, which is, you know, simple Java, inject it. Do your own thing. We love that. It's collaborative.
Interesting. So where can we go to learn more?
Well, listeners can go to jfugue.org to learn more about the JFugue API. They can go there. They can contribute to the source code, download the source code, of course. They can take a look at the JFugue book, which is available on that webpage.
There's also logforjfugue.org, where you can download the application and the source code. I also have a blog, briantarbox.blogspot.com, where I talk about software development, cognition, Tai Chi, psychology, a lot of different things. And then we have our, you can check us out on Twitter. My Twitter is btarbox, B-T-A-R-B-O-X.
And I have a DM Coley on Twitter, although I don't think I have ever actually tweeted.
Oh, no, you've got to be kidding me. Don't say that too loud around here. You'll likely get arrested or shot.
Well, I will have to start.
Yeah.
I do have a lot of listeners on Twitter, so they're expecting something.
Twitter is good, but with doing my radio show, I keep telling people, I'm not too sure about Twitter. I go, well, start with the smaller ones. Start at Plurk. And then once you get comfortable in Plurk, then you can step up to Twitter. What do you think? I don't know. Anyway, Brian Tarbox, David Coley, thank you very much.
Thank you,
Sean. We'll be back with more a little bit later. Bye-bye.
Thank you.